keep us within the fold. But my next step, what is here, I must be particular to get up on this step, and then the that step, that will be more helpful. And that is, this idea will be above to attract me. Sometimes it may create hope in me, and this also may excite spirit. Spirit, they will say, oh, this is a fun. Chaitanya Dev, he is crying and he is doing this as a madman. Chaitanya Dev was a madman. So that can also excite and create offense to another also, but less offense. They say, the model of Chaitanya you accepted. What was his last days? He was always crying and rubbing his face against the wall and sometimes running to the sea. Is this your highest ideal of life? What is this? A ludicrous thing? So we must be in the proper channel, another devotion. That Vishkishan told, yes, Chaitanya was my devotee, one of my devotees was he, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yeah. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought in his life, this man should be removed very swiftly, quickly, with such extensive prestige. He says that Chaitanya was his devotee. Gaur Hari Bol,
Bhuta Shuddhi.
This Bhuta Shuddhi, to keep up one's temperament in a normal position where he should be in his stage of realization. The Nirai Chaitanya, this name will help. Nirai Chaitanya, set me right in my position. I am making too much advance, going beyond my jurisdiction, please forgive, give me the proper adjustment. May not be maladjusted by your grace, because I am requested to deal all these things, and as much as possible, keeping the respect on the thing I am trying to deal with intellectually. Keep me all right. Nidai Jaitan, Nidai Padavinivai, Radha Krishna Paitanai. The foundation must be solid and the proper. Then the structure should be erected. Otherwise the whole thing will go down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Dayanidai. Henanidai vinevai, Radha Krishna paitenai. The solid foundation we can get from Nittan. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. One day Nittanda Prabhu came to Mahaprabhu's house in Mayapur. Naked, quite naked, and there are so many. Even Parashrati Devi, Vishnupriya, they are also there, another devotees. Nityananda came quite naked. Then Mahaprabhu managed to give some cloth. And if the devotees think in a dual way, have any misconception about him, so he asked Nityananda, his gopi, said, "What? I want to have your gopi." And he tore it up and distributed among the householders that were present. Keep it one, a piece of his gopi in some maduli ki kibale, in some part, and you, in your hair or in your hand, you preserve it as your ornament. This maduli, this is a small pipa-like thing, like thing in which some medicine, some kabas is mentioned, and with a thread it is put in the hand, or sometimes it is kept in the with the hairs. Please keep it with you, then you will be able to have sense control very soon. Nityananda is so, he has got so self-control to such a degree, he does not know anything of this world. So he can come naked amongst the male and the female. His vairagya is such, indifference to the world, to the mundane transaction. He is so free from this mundane transaction, Nityananda. So the grace of Nityananda will construct the good foundation. His grace. This is all ekayon. Ekayon, not babhayon, not leading to many branches. Ekayon. That great single model ideal. That is the current and the most firm foundation. His grace means. And then you may have any structure. It can be weight. If you have faith in Nityananda, then that faith can bear any amount of weight, structure. It won't betray you. The foundation won't betray you. We have Nityananda. So Swami Maharaj laid stress in the devotion of Nityananda amongst the Westerners. Get his mercy. And then Radha Krishna afterwards. Mahaprabhu means Radha Krishna. First Nityananda. And then Gauranga, then Radha Govinda. Three stages. You have to raise yourself up. Okay, Subal Saka. This bazaar is tomar. Who of you will stay here to take prasadam? He has come to inquire. Whether you will take prasadam and go, or before that you go. You consult and say. He has come to know. What do you do? বাংলা ভালো জানে কে? আপনি জানেন না এ জানে? এ ভালো জানে, এ কলোকিয়াল জানে, আর আপনি বাংলা সাধু ভাষা জানেন?
গ্রামের লোকের সাথে আমি কথা বলতে পারি না।
পারেন না? আপনি শাস্ত্রের সঙ্গে পারেন, আর তিনি শাস্ত্র বুঝতে পারেন, আর ও কলোকিয়াল ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ বুঝতে পারেন। হরি
কৃষ্ণ। উচ্চ হিন্দি তো ভালো বুঝতে পারে, কিন্তু
ক্লাসিক্যাল ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ ইউ আর অ্যাকোয়েন্টেড উইথ। and colloquial. He is expert in colloquial, and you are in classical.
How does one attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
What is it?
How does one get the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Who finds more inclination to serve Gauranga and his dhamma and his servants. Nityananda is very much kind to him who has got some tendency, special tendency to Gaur-lila. Nityananda Prabhu, he walked from door to door, take the name of Gauranga. I shall be your servant. You can purchase me. Take the name of Gauranga. I will be sold to you without any price, any condition. That was his temple. When Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda, he was in Puri, sent Nityananda, without you, I don't find anyone who can spread the Krishna Nam, Krishna Nam, Krishna Bhakti, who can spread, because the Bengalis are very wicked in nature. They are more engaged in tantric and my and the smriti, they are making too much of those trivial things and patta, that they have finished everything, all knowledge. So that is a very hard field. And if without you, none will be able to awaken them, especially the masses. You separate from them with the classes, from the classes, and approach the masses with Krishna Nam. And you are the fittest person. Nityananda who came, but without trying to take Krishna Nam, he began to preach Gaur Nam. Bhaja Gauranga, kaha Gauranga. Laha Gauranga Nam. Je bhaje Gauranga chande se yama prana. Nityananda found it. That Krishna Nam kare aparadhir vichar. There is some danger is connected that Krishna Nam, the Krishna Lila is very akin to this mundane debauch, this thieving, this lying and all these things are very akin to a degraded soul. So, and Krishna is of a reserved nature. It is very difficult to understand the purity of Krishna Lila for the masses. The mass mind cannot approach Krishna Lila as the highest attainment. So it will be difficult to preach. But Gauranga Lila, when Krishna has come to distribute to the public with such capital in his mind of going. So, to submit to Gaur Lila a little, it will be easy, the sannyas pago lila. And the Gauranga means a dynamo which wants to give Krishna, to distribute to Krishna. And we must take to that the most magnanimous, surcharged with intensified pity for the ordinary people, kindness, affection, even to the criminals. So anyhow to keep them to his connection, then Krishna Lila is already in their feast. So he began to preach about Gauranga, not of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna Lila as commanded by Mahaprabhu. So Maja Gauranga, Gauranga began. So he's special, and there is another instance described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Shochi Devi had a dream that Krishna Balaram is there in a throne, and Nityananda is fighting with Balaram. Come away from the throne. It is no longer Dapar Yuga. The Kali, the age Kali has come. And my master, Gauranga, must take the position of this throne. You come out. And Balaram, he is giving sort of opposition. No, why should we come out? We are sitting on the throne from so long a time. Why should we come down? Nityananda forcibly taking him. As Balaram, he is submitting slightly. My master Gauranga, he must take the opposition now. The age for him has come. So it is very partial to Gauranga. The Krishna is far off. My Lord is Gauranga. I must be very near and grateful to him. The Guru, rather than just Das Goswami says, Vakarinapi, I want your grace, Radharani. Without you, I don't want Krishna, a separate Krishna. And along with you, if I get you, with you, Krishna, I want that to serve. But never, without you, any Krishna, I never want it. So, that should be the healthy attitude of the devotees, that they won't try the higher authorities under whom they can connect with Krishna. The Gurudev, the Vaishnava, the hierarchy, they always try to intensify their faith. Faith. Who is giving the highest highest model or ideal, who is giving him to him, the next person from whom he is getting it, then there will be, their allegiance must be highest death. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya aprasadat nagati kritopi. This is the position of guru. By whose grace I can get anything, I can get the grace of the Krishna, and without whose grace I have got no other prospect. So this way, who has given to me the first connection, I must have reverence there. But at the same time, I won't conceive that that is a dog. That is a dog. I must seem, because I have come to not a particular figure, but what he says, his upadesh, the learning, what is attracting my heart. I am not this body. I am the enquirer, and which is satisfying me, drawing the enquirer to the enquired. I must try to locate that thing in him, and not prakita buddhi. Not prakita buddhi. I am not this, who am I, the disciple, or this body, this figure, the temperament, the caste, or the figure, or the color, or the scholarship, the intellectualism, no. Who has come to seek? Who is the party in me, and who is the party in Guru? That we must be conscious, we must be fully awake to that, What is the inner thing? Well, I have come for which thing? We must be awake to our own interest. That is relative and absolute. The form we shall have to eliminate, ignore, and the spirit we have to keep out, keep up always. Otherwise, we may be a form worshipper. Where is Guru? Who is Guru? Where to be located? What is his ideal? What does he really want me to do? What does he really want me to take? These things must not be dismissed from our idea. Not only formal adherence. The spiritual way. The spiritual man is going to the spiritual world to have the spiritual realization, all the spiritual. And all conceptions of mundane, whether physical or intellectual or mental, that should be eliminated in our journey, if we want to go to the inner, within this world of substance. Hare Krishna. It will decide my real progress, desire of life. The fulfillment is from the inner side, always. If one can keep up that thread, then he will go and he will get things of that quality. Beautiful figure, the beautiful intellectual delivery, and so many other things, maybe the style, the movement, the boldness, so many things there are. But what should be the highest thing in our realization, and for that we shall progress means elimination and acceptance. And always it is a dynamic thing. Otherwise you shall be dead. Elimination. Acceptance and elimination. Selection ki. The Vaigyanik, the scientists also say, for natural selection, or something like that. Survival of the fittest. Natural selection in the expression of the scientist. Natural selection. Nature is selecting some and some giving up something. In the course of the development of this worldly affair, so many animals, so many things were in the present, but they're gone, giving place to the to those. The natural selection and the survival of the fittest. It is dynamic. We are living in a dynamic world. So elimination, acceptance and elimination, that is progress. It is a progressive thing, not a static. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. To get the grace of Nityananda, we shall try to, as possible, as much as possible, to study the character of Sri Gauranga, to serve him, his dham, his persons, all these things. That will easily help us to get the grace of Nityananda. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. ওটা একটা কি গান আছে নাকি, যেটা উপরে রাখবো আর এইটি বর্তমানে ব্যবহার করবো, সামথিং আই মাস্ট কন্ট্রাক্ট ইন মাই প্রেজেন্ট স্টেজ অ্যান্ড দি হাইস্ট আইডিয়াল অলওয়েজ আই শ্যাল কিপ অন মাই হেড ওভার মাই হেড উইথ দিস আইডিয়া আই শ্যাল ডু সামথিং হিয়ার দি আইডিয়া the highest model, that is our all in all in our life. To get, to be acquainted with the conception of the highest ideal, that is the best wealth in one's life. And to be in the way of realization, one day, Radhika Madhavasam, that Goswami says, Radhika Madhavasam, only we shall aspire after, cherish the hope that one day I may be taken in the plane where the Radhika Madhava, Radha Madhava is in their glory, sitting, playing Madhava. That should be our prospect. Radhika Madhava. Praptu yasya prasita kripaya sri gurum tam matoshmi. Das Goswami's Panama mantra to God's Guru. Namo Srishtam. I am cruelly indebted to Gurudev. Why? Who has given me so many things. Namo Srishtam. The highest conception of the name, the highest sound, the highest form of sound which contains the highest form of thought, aspiration, idea, everything. Manumapi, and next mantram, first name and then mantram. The name is there. Without name, mantram is nothing. If the name is withdrawn, another name is put, the mantra will be opposite. If Krishna Nam is taken from the mantram and there we put it another name, the whole mantram will go to that direction. So name is all in all, and the mantra couched in such a way, it with some sort of prayer in the name. That is mantra. I want this. Manumapi Shachiputram, the great savior, Shachiputra, who is like a mountain, golden mountain, standing to show the direction to us, Krishna Leela. Atta Sarupam, and then his most favorite personal assistant, Sarup Damodar, who is the presentation of Lalita Devi, the favorite, most favorite friend of Radhika. Namasrestam manumapi shachiputram atta sarupam. Then rupam, who is ordered to distribute the higher types of devotion, the love, the worshipping, the reverence, that is of lower order, reverence, and the love of heart, heart's innermost heart dealing. That Raghanuga Bhakti was distributed through Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu considered the Rupa to be the best to deal with this Raghanuga Bhakti. Sarupam Rupam, Tasya Grajam, and then Sanatam. Who gives some sort of adjustment with Raghanuga Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti, what is what, a sort of acquaintance with the environment proper. Sanam, Rupam Tasya Grajam, Urupurim Mathurim. Then he has given me this Mathura Mandal. Mathura Mandal, where Radha Govinda have their pastimes, where every creepers, shrubs, sands, rivers, the jungle, the hill, everyone is bearing the acquaintance of Radha Krishna Vida. Wherever I shall cast my glance, they will help me in the remembrance of Radha Govinda. I have got that from him. Madhuring, Goshtavating, in Madhunani Mathura Mandal, the Goshtavati, where with the cows, the milkmen people, milkmen, and they got their villages constructed, their association villages, and so many, and their nature, and their feelings, I am being acquainted with Goswami. Radha Kunjam, Radha Kunjam, favorite place of Radha Govinda for their pastimes. Girivaram Hau and this great Govardhana, river Radhika Madhavasam. And lastly, he has given the hope, Radhika Madhavasam, one day I can get the service of Radhika Madhavasam. All these assurance I have got from my Gurudev, so I bow down my head with all my respects to that feet who has given so many things. So if we are conscious of all these matters, materials, spiritual materials, then I can think that I have approached my Gurudev properly. What is my Guru? What is my Guru? He is filled with all these things. Where is my Guru? Where is my Guru? And divide that. Oh, ISKCON have much wealth. Anyone can go and get food. So we run to ISKCON. This is not the proper way of going to ISKCON. The CIGs are always up, they have got some political motive. ISKCON means Americans, political posting in the garb of sadhus. That is ISKCON means that, CIA. ISKCON means a form of CIA. There is another vision. So many visions about ISKCON, but what should the real ISKCON be? It is this. Raghunath Das Goswami, he gives the real acquaintance of what is ISKCON, what does it mean, that is ISKCON. So we shall try to understand what is ISKCON. Swaroop Damodar, he has already said, I am told, that we are holding the banner of ISKCON, you are going ahead. Is it not? I heard from some gentleman.
Something like that.
The Swaroop Damodar, he has told, we are in ISKCON, the proper. And you administration, you are neglecting this Vedanta ki. ISKCON Vedanta Society, or what is that name? Or their
institute? Bhakti Vedanta.
Bhakti Vedanta.
Institute.
This is real ISKCON. So, what is ISKCON? Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. ISKCON must not deviate from this line, then that is ISKCON. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. We have not come to receive ourselves, to fulfill ourselves. ISKCON will fulfill everyone's inner demand, even extending to the vegetables and the stones, taking them to the feet of Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. There was the errand of Swami Maharaj there. We understand and appreciate that. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time? 9.
Pone
das. Pone das? So long. Nidai.
One more question.
Yes? Let me try.
When I read in Swami Maharaj's books that one should not take the holy name as a servant, this is offense. One should simply pray for some service, to serve the name. And but when sometimes a devotee finds some dangerous situation, he may cry out the holy name, yes? But that prayer is something like, save me from this danger, yes? So is that an offense to take the name in that sort of a mood of take me out of this danger? Is that some? Is that the wrong mood when one finds himself in a dangerous
condition? Of course. Of course we may pray to the name, to the sadhu, to when he finds any danger. And danger in him means his spiritual life. He's justified to justify to invoke or invoking the necessary protection there. Being conscious of his spiritual, valuation of his spiritual life. But the motive, if the motive is a spiritual one, then the protection he must want. Rakshisati Vishasu. And Gopriti Varanam Tatha. You are my protector. If you leave me, I will be lost. My aspiration to get service one day of you, that will be lost. And this in the spiritual connection, we may invoke his help. But if my motive is otherwise, to connect coming pratistha, then if I invoke help, that will, without spiritual for other things, that will be kamuna in the ordinary. Kama sthishti siddhagyana prabhadyanti. In the garb of devotion, that will be. Suppose I am tempted by something, and I feel tended to go to that temptation, to embrace that temptation. At that time, and I feel that maybe some hindrance, some trouble, some danger. Then if I save me from such temptation, if I pray to him, it is all right. But if I pray that smoothly I can get that prey of my temptation, that will be that awkward. And I'm clear. Am I clear?
Mm-hmm.
For the satisfaction of my senses, if I want any protection from the heart, it will be offense. But if I pray that I may be saved, I may be saved from that prey to keep my spiritual life, that will be all right. To upkeep for the interest of spiritual life, we are allowed to pray to him. Without that, how can we save ourselves? All this is protection. The protection of Guru, Sadhu, and Lord, every protection from everywhere. I shall try to cry for protection. But I shall, if I pray protection to satisfy my mundane object, then that will be offense, apparat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. तक्ता सधर्मं चरणं भुजं हरि भजन नपकुत पतितत्व यदि यत्र कवा भद्रम भूदं सुखिं को वाथाप्तु अभजतां सधर्मतः यस्य सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य एनकरेजेस अस टू टेक सम रिस्क सो आल्सो हियर इन भागवतम देवर्षि नारद व्हेन ही इज गिविंग दिस 10 श्लोक एज एडवाइस टू व्यासदास देव Takta sadharnam charanam bhujam hari, the immediate call of duty and the absolute call of duty. For the absolute call of duty, we must give up the immediate call of duty. Takta sadhatmam charanam bhujang hari bhajan apakkutha patintari. And by doing that, if I get for the temporarily, I have to come down in the calculation of this worldly duty. Devotee Narada says, what do you lose thereby? No loss. Because the jagat praviti sarva sakarmana tamad bhajya siddhim vindeta manava sadharmi nidhanam seo paradharmo bhayavaha. So immediate call of duty you must attend. Here it is recommended. And sarva dharmam parityajya. Here he says, by attending to the ordinary call of duty, the very nearest call of duty, you may remain and go on in a safe position, safe way. But if you attend to have something greater, you will have to take the risk, otherwise, ultimately you will be victorious. Because this will give you the result of very less value. And for that, you attempt to jump beyond your capacity, then neha bhikramana sasti pattavayo navidyati salpama pasya dhatmasya tayati mahatrubhaya. The higher quality, the grain of higher quality what you have got, that is there, that can't be destroyed. And that accumulated will give you a chance and take you to the highest domain. So encouraging for progress. Progress, we must take the risk. And if we are cowed down by our conscientious consideration, then, of course, we have to lose detrimental to our high prospect. But anyhow, the connection, the favorable environment is highly required for the purpose, environment, association. If we take risk for the highest, there also the association will help us a great deal. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Of course, the adhikar, vichar, one's own capacity should also be taken into account. Otherwise, the shastra and the sadhu has come to the lowest order, the acharya. Begin from here. Take this fish, don't take that fish. This meat, not that meat. Take a woman and not go to the pastures. One woman. From there the shastra has come down to control us, to take us in a gradual way. That it is impossible. If I say that don't go to women, don't go to take any meat, then he will go, he will become a Mohammedan. He will leave the hold at once. So to keep up considering his future, to keep up him giving some allowance. That is also in the scripture. But when one comes in connection with the nirguna, that is another.